Stark, this is dictating on Michelle DeFalco. D-E, let's say D as in David. DeFalco. DeFalco. Michelle, MICHELLE. Michelle, MICHELLE. Michelle DeFalco. DeFalco. Date of birth 6/21/73, and the date of visit is 5/6/25. Please make a copy for Monique Medina. That's MONIQUE, Monique. MONIQUE, Medina, MEDINA, date of birth, I'm sorry, PA-C, Monique Medina, PA-C. Next paragraph, dear Monique, thank you for sending Michelle DeFalco for primary evaluation. Next, just for the illness. This is a this is a 51-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity since the past 1 year. Also complained of mild wheezing and an occasional cough. The patient has no prior history of chronic lung disease, and she has had no pneumonia in the past, but states she has had bronchitis and episodes of wheezing. She was treated for COVID-19 infection in 2020 and 2021. The patient had a complete cardiac evaluation, which apparently is negative, including a stress test. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for hypertension and she was treated for COVID-19 infection in the year 2020 and 21. And she had no recent chest x-ray done, period. Oh, can you please change that? Please add that last sentence in the first paragraph. The patient has no recent chest x-ray. Next paragraph, med list, losartan 50 milligrams daily and spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking. She drinks alcohol occasionally. She worked on nails and skin, and has been exposed to nail dust as well as some chemicals. At the beauty salon. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother is in good health, but does have a history of wheezing and has hypertension. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss, fevers, or fatigue. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo but has hoarseness and postnasal drip. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and no significant cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, denies diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains, no arm pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has no easy bruising and no joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities and headaches and memory loss. Next, physical exam. Allergies to sulfur. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built middle-aged white female with alert. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 128/70. Pulse is 72. Respirations are 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 142. Saturation 99. HENT are non-cephalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous, edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airway disease. And number 2 is hypertension. And number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest with contrast, CBCIGE level, complete metabolic profile, and a total eosinophil count. So we'll get a complete pulmonary function study. And Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN was prescribed. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Think about this constipation. A copy of this for Monique Medina, MONIQUE, Medina, MEDINA, PADSC. Thank you.